Hey, what you need, yeah? Man, I got it, wow. What you say, hey? We about it, get the cream, yeah. Why you slacking? Why you talking out the top, boy, you capping? What you need, hey? Yeah, I got it, with the team, yeah. We about it, get the cream, yeah. Why you slacking? Why you talking out the top, boy, you capping?
Yeah, why you capping? Why you capping, no? Feel like a rubber band, I've been snapping, no. Yeah, I've been up here with my team, so you know this what I mean. We've been going up like NASA, bro.
Yo, 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 what is going on, everybody? And welcome to NYYU. Guys, before we move forward with today's video, I need you to go ahead and smacky that likey and hitty that subby as we are closing in on 23,000 subscribers, tip of the cap. To each and every one of you. Aaron Judge, the captain of the New York Yankees, was on former Yankee hitting coaches, Sean Casey's podcast, The Mayor's Office. And let me tell you something, man, it was a bit of breath of fresh air, as people tend to say, because I tell you this right now, I just want to say this. It is nice. It is nice to know that the captain of the New York Yankees falls in line with what we have been preaching here for a long time. It is very, very nice. I'd even say it's heartwarming, to be quite honest with you. It's kind of heartwarming to hear Aaron Judge's quotes and say that this is kind of what we've been telling you guys. And we'll kind of take it a little by little. There was something in there also about A-Rod kind of adjusting. I think it was to, what was it, his batting practice, his routine or something along those lines. But he showed some love to Alex Rodriguez, which I always love because I think A-Rod is a legend, whatever the steroid stuff. And as you think of him as a person, to each his own, as they say. But getting into this stuff here, here's a couple of quotes that we pulled this morning after watching the interview. Very, very good. Definitely watch it. The Mayor's Office, great podcast. Sean Casey and co do an amazing job. But here it is right here. Aaron Judge says on the Mayor's Office pod that Yankee fans don't want to hear excuses. The fans demand the best. Let me repeat what Judge just said. Yankee fans do not want to hear excuses. They demand the best. And if you listen to the whole segment, I'm going to keep it real with you guys. It kind of sounded like you were listening to NYYU. Because for years I've been telling people, and the Yankees themselves, stop the nonsense with the excuses. It pisses us off more than anything. It really pisses Yankee fans off more than anything. We can sense bullshit from a mile away. And to hear Aaron Judge come out and say, these fans pay a lot of money. They deeply care about this organization. They want us to be the best. And there is nothing wrong with that. And it comes with the territory. So for all these, Michael K, you sound like a Yankee fan. You bet your ass I do. You bet your ass I sound like a Yankee fan when I demand the best from this club. You bet your ass that I sound like a Yankee fan when I say, cut the excuse nonsense. Stop talking about, it was this, it was that, the roof, that one, this one, your sister's tit. We don't want to hear it no more. And I give credit. The Yankees early on, we haven't heard that we're a World Series operation, we're this and that. They've kind of said, and they've jointly said this, we got to play these games on the field. Bingo to the Yankees. Salute to you guys. That is the way to go about it. Because look, you guys have put your foot in your mouth quite a bit over the last couple of years talking the nonsense and these little fun, stupid operational Death Star nonsense stuff. Leave it away. Let the team play on the field. And let's see what this club has in them. That's the best way I could put that. But again, Yankee fans don't want to hear excuses, folks. We don't like it. On top of that, we don't deserve it. Getting to the next one, he said, I'm going to leave the big one for last, and I think that was kind of the Anthony Volpe stuff, but here's another one. Aaron Judge said in the mayor's office pod that he has been asking manager Aaron Boone to hit third in the Yankees lineup since 2021. I accidentally wrote 2001, my bad. Since 2021, I don't know, I'm old school in the fact, but all the great hitters I grew up watching wanted to be the number three hitter. Here's another thing that I have been preaching for quite some time, and I get it. There are a lot of new stats out there that it's really not like, you know, some people go, oh, that's analytics. It's not really analytics to say, unless you just say analytics is every number, then I guess it is. But there's numbers that show that the number two hitter gets a lot more or more RBI chances, more times to the plate. That's still very debatable depending on what the lineup looks like. And to me, that's the situation here with the New York Yankees. Depending on what the lineup looks like, you bring in a guy like Juan Soto, and the first thing Aaron Judge is thinking is exactly what I was thinking and saying to you guys. On base percentage for Aaron Judge. He'll be on base for Aaron Judge. Another thing he brought up was Alex Verdugo having a chance to lead off. He said DJ LeMahieu, but he also mentioned Alex Verdugo. So I am beginning to believe, he said if Verdugo was leading off, he can see it being him batting second, Soto batting third. I think the Yankees might do that against righties. We're going to see. Let me put it like this. I think the Yankees will give DJ LeMahieu out the gate probably every opportunity to lead off. And let's be honest, if he's a 270 guy, could work out very well. If he's what he was the last couple of years, not so much. But I could also see the Yankees then reverting to the lefty-righty platoon of the top of the lineup. And I don't mind that one bit. I do really like Soto batting ahead of Judge. I just like that a lot. Soto is such an on-base machine. Not that he couldn't protect Judge, because he's still going to, as Judge said, pop 30 homers and have a great on-base percentage, driving runs. He's just that type of player. And it's just refreshing to hear Judge say, hey, man, look, I'm old school. I like batting average, you know. I like to have the what I feel is the most powerful, best hitter on the team hitting third. Whatever. You know, I'm old school in that regard. Well, Judge, hey, I raise my hand, brother. I'm right there with you. I guess you would consider me old school also. But the big nugget from this, I think, comes on Aaron Judge speaking about young Yankee shortstop Anthony Volpe. And there was a lot of really, really good here. But again, the big thing brought up is what we have been mentioning about Anthony Volpe since even before last year from the reports that me and Dane got in. We were talking about the approach, the uppercut swing, being able to hit, you know, high velocity up in the zone for a guy with such a heavy uppercut swing. How is that going to affect him at the majors? Chasing sliders, not recognizing that pitch. The one big bright spot that I think we've already knew is that Anthony Volpe is an extremely hard and dedicated worker. He basically mentioned that they do these competitions that Volpe goes another round. Sean Casey mentioned that Volpe will take hundreds of ground balls daily. He just loves the game of baseball, and it's kind of hard to picture a guy like that actually failing, to be quite honest with you guys. And I expect Volpe to have a better season than even last year, but let's get to the quotes here. Aaron Judge on Anthony Volpe. I think the biggest thing is if he uses the whole field with his speed, the guy is going to be unstoppable. I think the biggest thing for him is if he just puts the ball in play and uses the whole field, even if it's on the ground, he has the speed to beat out a lot of ground balls in the infield. And my, oh my, I'm just going to say this right now. This is probably going to make a lot of nerds out there go batshit crazy, because this quote is about as old school gets. Hit the ball on the ground, kid. You got wheels. Beat those ground balls in the hole out. Beat that slow roller out. You can easily turn that and stretch that into a double. You put the ball in play down the right field line, go oppo on a two-strike approach. You could be on second base with a double. You could end up on third with your speed. You could be the table setter that this team could be desperately missing. Volpe could be that guy. I'm emphasizing could, because Aaron Judge does also say that he's worked on his approach and his swing. I don't know if that means that Volpe has maybe gone to a little more leveled out. I even was less dramatic about it, and I said, you know, if you want to swing away until you get two strikes, fine, man. It's no harm if you feel that's best for you. But that two-strike approach needs to change. Anthony Volpe should never be a guy that's striking out at the clip he was striking out last year. Judge is right. Put the ball in play. And again, I don't necessarily say you got to change everything. But even if it's just a two-strike approach where you're thinking right field, which, by the way, we've seen Volpe do. We've seen Volpe fall behind in the count and, you know, not really adjust his swing too much, because you kept seeing that super uppercut quite a bit last year, even on two strikes. But he'd slow it down and be deeper in the box and be able to drive the ball to right field. The kid got it in him. And that's why people go, Pete, do you ever think he could be a high average guy? For right now, I say no. I don't see that. I'd be shocked by that. But I'll say this. If he does follow this approach, if he does utilize his speed, if he does look to utilize the entire field, yeah, I think Volpe could be a higher average guy. No question about it. Because Judge is right. He has all the tools in the world to make it work. So it was very, very, it was a breath of fresh air to hear Aaron Judge talk, because Aaron Judge is old school. There's no denying that. I'm not saying that he disregards all these numbers and this and that, but you can tell that Aaron Judge feels like there is a foundation to this game and there is a way to build on it. And maybe some guys go a little too much into the numbers to build out who they are going to become. And I just think hearing Aaron Judge talk, with a guy like Sean Casey, just two very, very good baseball minds having a legitimate conversation. And Sean Casey was even there going, no, leave him second, bat him second. Because there are numbers that, you know, do say in those opportunities, you know, you may want your best hitter there. And I don't disregard that at all. But I think it depends on the team. And when you have a Soto now, either batting in front or behind Aaron Judge, I don't think it necessarily matters as much. But for me, even against lefties, I do Verdugo Soto Judge. I don't think Soto's too concerned about that. He still walks a shit ton. And maybe if you just, again, if you want to do DJ LeMahieu against lefties leading off, Verdugo against righties leading off, you can still do against righty Verdugo Soto Judge. No difference. You can still do that against right-handers. Against left-handers, you can mix it up a little bit if you like. But, man, oh, man, I tell you, I am excited about this year. I love Aaron Judge's mindset. And I'm just sitting here going, man, this is very warranted of a video to let people know this. And salute to the cap to Aaron Judge, because not that I don't need verification from anybody when it comes to what we do here. I think a lot of us on the network think differently. But I know that everything Judge said today is very, very in line of what I've been preaching to you all for a long time now. So it is nice to hear that the Yankee captain, is in line with what we've been preaching out there for this club that can make this team a lot better. And we'll see what the effects are in 2024. But guys, we are a couple of days away from everybody reporting. We're a couple of days away from spring training games. And we're also about a month or so, month and a little more away from opening day and us attending spring training, less than 3 weeks now to that. But again, guys, April 20th is right around the corner. We got 29 tickets remaining. Make sure you guys get your tickets to the event. April 20th is going to be amazing. I want to see you all out there. And again, of course, guys, if you have not, smacky that likey, hitty that subby, smacky that likey, however you like it. And I will see you guys next time. Let me know in the comments below, what do you think about Judge's comments? See you guys later. Peace. Top 10 radar. Yeah, we
on your radar. Never miss, dog, and that's on occasion. Yeah, 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 we on your radar. Yeah, 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 we on your
look, top floor, lifestyle, chef and boy, I'm cooking up. Way too high, ain't coming down, you see me if you looking up. I don't really talk too much, so I'm running numbers up. Lucky that I'm strong enough, I'm going off, they know what's up.
Top 10 radar, yeah, we on your radar.